Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I got someone in studio that I want you guys to meet, because everybody knows that I love to shop. I love fashion. I love the trendy stuff.
You're bougie.
I'm a little bit bougie, although I'm good in terms of, like, I'm not somebody that, I'm a clearance shopper. Like, I'm into fashion and stuff like that, whatever, but I'm not going to go out there. Look, I don't have Prada money. I don't have Louis money. I don't have all that. I'm not like a hip-hop artist like Kendrick that has like millions upon millions of dollars. But I think that I'm fashionable. Everybody kind of understands that, but I'm a bargain shopper. But with that being said, I came across on, I think, Instagram and Facebook, a store in a boutique that I think is super cool with the owner of the store with an amazing story. Her name is Natasha Rosario Wiley. She is the owner of Criolla's Boutique in Red Wing, and she joins us now here on the Lake Show to talk about her store, to talk about her story, and I appreciate you coming in studio to hang out with us today.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Absolutely. So first off, for the people out there listening, they can visit your website, CriollasRedWing.com. It's spelled CREOLAS, RedWing.com. Tell us a little bit about who you are and how long you've been open.
Well, I am from the Twin Cities area. I moved down to Red Wing in 2023, and my store opened at the end, well, the beginning of May 2024. Okay. So just a little bit over 6-9 months, somewhere in there.
Okay. All right. So you're a new store in Red Wing.
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It's always something to start a business, right? To become a small business owner. Talk about what that's been like for you, because so many businesses start and they thrive, but more so a lot of businesses start and they go under, and specifically we're coming out of a pandemic just a few years ago.
Yes. So I think with Criolla's being a store that existed in this small town and was such a staple in the small town, I kind of had, with the idea to reopen it, it gave me kind of an upper hand in the community to draw people in, because when you live in Red Wing, you typically don't move out of there. So for people who grew up in the generation where the store opened between 1963 and I believe it closed in 1982, they remember that store. So it drew a lot of talk and brought a lot of people into the store. But I also feel like it brought the community. And so I did have that upper hand that it was once a store that existed before. So I didn't feel like I was starting off trying to prove my, well, I did, but I didn't feel like I had to really draw it, you know, work as hard, because people were coming to me because they wanted to see what this was all about.
All right. So that's what drew me into the store. So for the listening audience, they're probably like, well, hold on, Lake, you love to go shop. There's certain places that you've talked about on air. You're in the Twin Cities. What drew you to Criolla's? That's the reason why I wanted to talk to you, because it's not just you meet somebody or you see or hear about a shop and then you go to the shop and just check. It's about the story. So tell everybody a little bit about the backstory to how Criolla's got reopened.
So this is to make a long story short.
and take your time.
It's a long story.
Yeah.
So my mom was placed for adoption in 1970, and her parents were teenagers. They were from a small town, which we now know as Red Wing.
Yep.
And her mother was sent away to give birth in a maternity home where a lot, I think it was like 4 million young women in that era.
In 1970.
So it was kind of during the baby scoop era. So it started in 1943 and it ended in 1973. So in that time, 4 million babies were placed for adoption. Mm. And they were, you know, from young unwed mothers or just people who couldn't afford to have babies. And, you know, they were given up to families that could afford it. But these young women and girls just would go back to their small towns like nothing happened. So my mom, so I got really sick in 1994. So my mom was placed for adoption in 1970. She was adopted 30 days after she was born.
Wow.
In 1994, I got really sick. And my doctor and her wrote to Catholic Charities like, hey, I need to know my health. I need to know my history.
Yep.
They said the best we can do is give you your unidentifiable information. And at back then, it didn't seem like it was a lot of information, but if you reread it now, it is very detailed. So it, you know, told her that her parents were young and they were in high school and that her mother was the oldest of two girls and her mother was a widow. So, and she worked in a boutique and she was very fancy and overindulgent of her daughters.
And not to cut you off, but at this particular time, prior to this, you didn't have all this information.
No.
Okay.
No. So my mom has had this information for 30 years now. But back then it was, you know, I was 9 years old and very sick and she was young. But so she knew her entire, well, from that point on, she was 23, 24. She knew that her mom was the oldest of two girls. Her grandma was a widow, worked in a boutique and fancy. And it just, you know, it gave like, oh, your mom had dark hair, dark eyes and dimples. So she looked like my mom, you know, it gave just very
vague stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, my mom always said, you know, my mom's very fancy. So she'd go, well, I'm fancy because my grandmother was fancy. You know, my grandmother worked in a boutique. And all she ever wanted to know was what her mom's name was and what the name of the store was.
Mm.
So fast forward, gosh, 30 more years, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was that long. But she gets a hit on Ancestry it's her. And she was able to figure out it was her dad's oldest sister. So she calls me and she tells me that she thinks she's figured out her dad's name from this hit on Ancestry. And then that night, I was like, we can figure all of this out. I downloaded all the yearbooks from Red Wing. I was able to match everything together. And I figured out her birth mom and she already had figured out her dad. So it was just a whirlwind, crazy night. So then I said, I think I found your grandmother. And she goes, is she fancy? And I said, that's an understatement. So I went into a Facebook group and I put her name in. Can anybody give me information on this person? People went wild. She was the fanciest lady in Red Wing. She was the town socialite. She worked at Criolla's. That was the store that we all shopped at. This, you know, she was Miss Red Wing, the fur, the jewels. So now it gets crazier. So we are moving down to Red Wing. Like this was a plan.
Mm-hmm.
My sister had already been living there for 10 years and I had worked there prior. So we already had ties in Red Wing, which is very, very weird. So it's kind of like the universe just kind of shifted and we were all headed in that direction.
It's almost like Drake's God's plan.
Yes, yes, yes. So once we moved down there, my grandpa goes, oh, you're just as fancy as your grandma and your great grandma. And, you know, and he'll tease me if he sees me, oh, you're wearing jeans. You feeling sick today? You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I discovered a store when I was down there, well, after I moved down there, that I just couldn't get enough of. I couldn't stay out of the store called Filio's. And, like, literally, the clothes, everything about it just drew me in. It spoke to me. So, but then I just had this itch. I'm like, I really want to open up a boutique. Like, what if I reopened up Criolla's? Like, it just kind of hit me.
Were you always into light clothing that way?
I was.
Okay.
Yeah, but not to this extent to where, I mean, I could go into a store and pick out something nice to wear, but not to this extent. So I reached out. It was really important for me to reach out to the owner of Filio's just because she's a huge part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And her name's Andrea Hansen. And I sent her an email and I said, this is my story. My great grandmother worked at Criolla's. I really want to reopen it. What are your thoughts? She emailed me back and was like, can you meet me for lunch? We should talk. So her store is actually where the original Criolla's was. So she's like, it's not that you love the clothes. Something's drawing you in here and telling you that you need to reopen it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of like this magical twist of fate. And then my husband and I ended up buying a building that had like a corner boutique in it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was able to open up right there.
Which was not the original location because the other store is the original location.
Yes.
But she did meet with you and was like, look, there's something here and let's talk about it.
Yep. And she's been mentoring me ever since.
All right. So now, You've been open for a little bit less than a year?
It'll be a year next May.
When did the conversation between, what's the name of the other store?
Filio's.
When did that take place?
That took place in March. So it happened so fast.
All this stuff is so new.
Yeah. Yep.
So when we talk about Criolla's,
mm-hmm.
it is about clothing, but it's also about family and it's also about your legacy and lineage.
Yes. So it's a place where, I mean, there is not one person that hasn't come in. Like, I remember Criollas. I remember your great grandmother. I remember how fancy she was. I bought my first swimsuit there. One story in particular, a husband, the lady's husband, so they had been married for about 50 years. She said that her husband was supposed to propose to her on Christmas or Christmas Eve, and the ring didn't come in time. So he went to Criollas and bought her the sweater to make up for it. And she still has the sweater. And then the ring came like New Year's Day and he was able to propose to her. But she remembers that the sweater came from that store and she said she probably still has it. And I've had school teachers like show up. Like I'm bad on names because I'm talking. But
one of your teachers?
One of the school teachers mm-hmm. came in and brought me hats with an original Criollas box. People are bringing me newspaper articles with my great-grandmother in them. Everybody has a story. I bought my first swimsuit there. My dad bought me my first dress there. I couldn't afford to shop there. So
it's
now
an
I'm
institution.
Yeah.
That is crazy. And we're talking to Natasha Rosario Wiley, owner of Criollas Boutique in Red Wing, joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. I'm so glad that we met. And I've been to the, for the people out there in the listening audience, they're like, Lake, have you been to Red Wing? Did you go to the store? I've been in the store. Yes. It's an awesome store. And like you just mentioned, it's right there on the corner. Really cool. I think that this is such a unique story. And there's so many layers because, like, we can sit here and talk about all the things that you've accomplished in the last year to get the store open. Yep. But there's also the backstory with your family and all that stuff, whatever. But then there's even, like, stuff still yet to be, you know, kind of found out in the future. What does everyone in Red Wing think about you reopening?
Oh, it's been full of excitement and people coming in. Like, I had to stop and do a double take. I couldn't believe this store was back. One lady walked in and she's like, oh, it just screams your great grandmother. Like, I can just feel her in here. So it's like the community has wrapped their arms around me and like are just so excited that the store is back. That I couldn't be more grateful. Like, sometimes I have to pinch myself. Like, is this real? Like, is this really my life? Did I really do this? But it's just one of those things that just, like, hit me. Like, oh, my gosh, I got to reopen it.
Now, how does everybody else in your family feel about it? Like, in terms of, like, your mom?
My mom got really emotional when she walked in there because this is her story, you know? And this is something that she's wondered her whole life. So I don't think in a million years she thought my oldest daughter is going to figure out who my birth family is and then go reopen up the boutique that, you know, my great grandmother worked in or her grandmother worked in. So my family has been so supportive and just so excited.
Now, one of the things that I was a little bit blown away about, and I didn't know this until today, is the fact that when I walked in, and we'll just use the word fancy because the place is fancy, right? It's really cool. You've got some amazing styles and clothing lines. Mm-hmm. And I just off the bat, just being a guy that loves to go and buy like cool stuff, I thought everything was like high end. I'm like, oh man, I'm like Red Wing. They got a lot of money to spend, but it's really affordable. Like when we talk about price points, and I think that's key now, especially in this economy, because people are worried about putting groceries on the table and how they're going to pay for this, how much they're going to pay for that, and whether, you know, clothing prices are going to go up with tariffs and all that stuff, whatever. You found a great way of finding the right, because you go and you handpick, you know, what you're going to have in the store, price points.
Yes. So everything in the store, I think the lowest item, you know, anything from camis, they run from $20. And I think my most expensive item in the store is $107. But it doesn't, that's just one item. Most of my stuff does not go over $97, $98. I try to keep it in the affordable range.
Now, one of the things that I've asked my other friends about that have boutiques and clothing stores is the tariffs. Everybody's kind of concerned about the tariffs. It's really hard to predict. Yep. But for you at this present time, you haven't been negatively impacted, at least not yet.
No, not yet.
Okay. Man, that's awesome. These are the type of stories to me that just are, we read about stuff like this all the time, like in USA Today or big papers or cool magazines, but this is right in our own backyard.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yes.
So now, how many family members are listed on radio right now?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, I'm not sure.
You didn't tell him you were going to be on
that. I did. My dad knew who you were. He was like, what? You're going to be on that show? I'm like, yes. He even came out to see me.
So it's got to feel cool that because when I came up to visit, I was also visiting Jaime's,
yep,
which is right in town. So like when you think about clothing boutiques and stuff like that, and in particular, because that's the genre you're in,
mm-hmm,
Red Wing, about how many different clothing stores would you say you're a part of? One of what?
One of five? Yep. But we all really support each other. So it's not like anybody's in competition with each other. Everyone just kind of like puts their arms around each other and is just so supportive. So, yeah. And sometimes, you know, we'll end up having like some of the same items as each other. But I mean, it's been an amazing, amazing experience.
How would you best describe to the person listening right now, to all the people listening to WCCO, if they were to say, tell us and describe Criollo's. How would you best describe your store? Because to me, I think that because we have towns in which you can go do a cool like day trip. And I think that Red Wing is a cool town where you can go do a day trip. So if somebody wanted to go do a day trip and visit out your store, what would you say? How would you describe it?
Well, my store is very fancy. That was, you know, Criollo's was very fancy. So I tried to make my little corner store as fancy as it could be. But I sell anything from like loungewear, but most of my stuff is dresses. So mm-hmm. Red Wing didn't have a dress shop where you could go in there and find a really fancy dress for a reasonable price. We just don't have that there. So a lot of my stuff is like formal wear, but not too formal. You could still, you know, wear it to work if you wanted to. But I had the 150th anniversary for the St. James, and I put on one of our dresses, and I seen another lady there with one of our dresses on, and I get a lot of people coming in to shop for weddings or mothers, like, what is it, the mother of the bride or the mother of the groomsman outfits and dresses. So, yeah, it's kind of, I have, you know, just everyday wear, but a lot of more fancy formal dresses as well.
I think your entire story is super awesome. I don't want to get into specifics because there's other layers to your story, yeah, that I think people will find out a little bit later in the future, yeah, or more in the future. But for the people out there listening that want to come visit you, what days are you open? Is it 7 days a week? And how can they find you?
So I'm open 7 days a week, Monday through Wednesday. I'm open up from 10 to 6. Thursdays, we do late night Thursdays in Red Wing. So stores stay open a little bit later, and I'm open till 7. Friday and Saturday, 10 to 6. Sunday, 11 to 4. And, yeah, I'm on the corner of Main Street and Plum, so it's Highway 61 and Plum Street, right on that corner, and you can't miss it. It's bright pink with flowers outside.
And the website again?
CriollosRedWing.com.
CriollosRedWing.com. I just think that everything about the story is amazing, and like I said before, people out there, we live in a time right now where, with the economy, I know that we have questions, everything's unstable, but Natasha has a store that has a story, and it's super affordable. The website again, CriollosRedWing.com. Check her out whenever you get the opportunity.